October single-family home sales in Massachusetts reached 4,913, a 4.4% decrease from a year ago, according to a new report from the Warren Group, publisher of Banker and Tradesman. Hi, I'm Jeff Smith. Here with me is CEO of the Warren Group, Timothy Warren. Hi, Tim.
Hello, Jeff. Hope
How's
you
it
had
going?
A good feast.
Oh, definitely. Good holiday. How about you?
Good. Excellent.
Nice. So let's get started. With single-family home sales finally slipping below 5,000 this month, do you think 2016 will have a chance to reach 60,000 sales, a total that hasn't been reached since 2005?
I wouldn't bet on 60,000 single-family home sales this year. We have a chance to reach that level for the first time in over a decade, but I'd call it a slim chance. My thinking is that the second half of 2016 has been a lot slower than the first half. In the first half, sales were consistently up by double-digit percentages compared with the same month in the prior year. In 3 months, that's February, March, and April, sales were up by more than 30% in each of those months. In the second half of 2016, sales have declined in 2 of the 4 months so far, and no month has seen a 10% gain in sales. That's the trend with home sales. When you add in the trend with rising mortgage interest rates, climbing from an average of 3.3% to 4.0% in the past month, I doubt we'll see a spike in home sales. Most experts expect the Federal Reserve to raise rates before year-end, and that may cool the market even further. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying that the market is headed for a bust. I'm just saying that the hot market is likely to cool and a more normal market is likely to emerge. For the year to date, home sales are up 10.8%. When the year is done, we'll count 2016 as the best year in the past 11.
Interesting. Next up, median sale prices for single-family homes have had their highest year-over-year percentage in 7 months. What factors do you believe have contributed to this?
Well, median price increases continue, but at a modest rate. In October, the increase was 3.7%. For the year to date, the increase is 1.8%. In 2015, the increase was 2.9%, and in 2014, we saw a 2.5% increase. That's a very consistent and low rate of increase. In fact, the national median price is rising faster than it is here in Massachusetts. What we have to remember is that this is the trend that is statewide. And the markets in different parts of the state show significant differences. In most communities close to Boston, prices are rising much more rapidly than in the ex-urban and rural parts of the state. Just as in the national economy, the recovery in terms of jobs and real estate is very uneven. Some areas struggle while others continue to show strong growth. The real estate market follows the job market. Where jobs are plentiful and show signs of rising wages, then the real estate market is responding to that with growth in the median prices.
And lastly, after post-election results, how do you see this affecting the future in 2017?
Well, the picture for real estate next year is a bit uncertain to me. The market in Massachusetts is finishing up in its fifth straight year of recovery. Sales volume is getting close to pre-recession highs, and the statewide median price of a single-family home is approaching its peak of $355,000 way back in 2005. Pending sales, as reported by the Massachusetts Association of Realtors, are up 15% in October and have climbed in 13 of the last 14 months. Job statistics, consumer personal income, and the stock market are all showing strength. These factors argue for a big year in real estate in 2017. But the other side of the coin is not quite as bright. Mortgage rates are climbing, and after an increase in interest rates by the Federal Reserve later this year, they are likely to climb even further. That makes home buying more expensive and tends to slow the market. Inventory of homes for sale is low, and that reduces the number of choices for home buyers. Plus, there is reason to believe that after 5 years, a recovering real estate market, we may be seeing an exhaustion of the pent-up demand for home purchases. Those who are waiting to buy have done so by now. Another indication is the falling rents for apartments. After a steep rise, landlords are finding that there aren't enough people willing to pay at that high level. If apartment living gets cheaper, first-time home buyers have less incentive to purchase a home. Finally, we have the uncertainty of a new administration in Washington. Bold new initiatives to stimulate the economy and create jobs may work beautifully and give the real estate market a boost. Or the deficit spending might be inflationary, jack up interest rates, and put a brake on the real estate purchases. And new policies on trade and immigration create new risks with unknown consequences. My personal opinion is the real estate market in Massachusetts in 2017 will be steady, more like the second half of this year and not like the market we saw in the first half of this year. Our previous high-level marks are within sight, and we are likely to keep to those and not exceed them for the next year or two.
Well, thanks, Tim, and thanks everyone for joining us. If you'd like more information about the products and the services that The Warren Group provides, please visit us at www.thewarrengroup.com. Thank you.